This year's Earth Day comes at a time of war, a time when our leaders have turned to violence to resolve international conflicts. There can be little doubt that control of natural resources plays a central role in these conflicts, as seen by the continued debate over how to manage Iraqi oil. But while much of our attention is focused on oil, there is a natural resource far more important to human life: water. Georgia has over 50 organizations working on water issues. I talked to representatives from four of them to get an update on the state of our water. My first stop was with Emily Goodwin of the Coosa River Basin Initiative.
We're based in Rome, Georgia. We're a nonprofit environmental advocacy organization. And on Earth Day, actually, we are launching our municipal campaign. And the idea behind it is to make municipal wastewater treatment plants clean up their discharge. There are 28 municipal wastewater discharge plants in the Coosa River Basin in Georgia, and we are sending letters to them, basically telling them that we're watching them. If they don't stop violating their permits, we might actually go forward with litigation, but we'd like not to have to do that. We just want to engage them in a dialogue and help them protect our valuable Coosa River Basin. The Georgia Center for Law and the Public Interest is a nonprofit environmental law firm based out of Atlanta, Georgia, and they help small environmental organizations like ours with legal work. So their role is they know the law. Basically, the municipal discharge is monitored or regulated under the Clean Water Act, and they're familiar with the law, and they would proceed with litigation if these municipalities don't respond to us and tell us that they're cleaning up their permit violations.
How bad is the problem of permit violations?
Well, most municipal treatment plants are violating in one way or the other. The Environmental Protection Division, EPD, regulates them, and unfortunately, they don't always have the time and the money to keep track of all the violators.
The Georgia Public Interest Research Group is also addressing the issue of enforcement by seeking legislation that would give the state's Environmental Protection Division the resources it needs to stem the flow of pollution from permit violators.
My name is Jennifer Dietrich, and I'm the director of Georgia PERG. Right now, Georgia is one of the only states in the Southeast that does not require polluters to pay a single dime to dump into our waterways. And what that means is we have more pollution than is healthy. Right now, 60% of our waterways don't even meet federal water quality standards. But then it also means that we as the taxpayers pay for that pollution out of our tax dollars. And so we are advocating that Georgia adopt a user fee for all water polluters. And the studies that we've done have shown that we could raise $4.8 million to go towards water quality enforcement. There's a lot of precedent for doing this sort of system. All other southeastern states currently charge polluters a fee to help cover the water quality programs in their states. And then in the state of Georgia,